There she is, me babbers. There she is, standing next to the Kingstonian pleasure boat as agreed. Elizabeth, the new girl in town. Looks just like her photo, but even more beautiful. Someone said she dresses like Christian Dior as her designer. Ain't I lucky? My name's Mervyn. I'm from Montpellier, and I'm on a blind date with Elizabeth. So's the rest of the country, says our dad. He's piffy, he is. Now Elizabeth's on the scene, Brizzle is really looking up. So's the rest of the country, says our ma. She's not piffy, just excited. She's at home right now, celebrating, making pots of tea like there's no tomorrow. Said some posh lady off the radio told her to do it for the country, now rationing's over. Yeah, so now we gotta drink it morning, noon and night. I don't think so, our ma. Anyway, I'm wearing my best threads and I've had a flashy wig chop. What do you think? Best jelly roll I could afford. Our ma ain't proud of it one bit, which means I am. Have a look at me new Oxfords too. So shiny you can see your face in them. Bought them in Broadmead. They say they're going to rebuild it so it would be fit for a queen. It won't ruined in the Blitz if that's what you're thinking. It's just girt ugly. So anyway, I met Elizabeth through the Evening Post. From her letters, sounds like she's got pretty fine pedigree. Has manners and breeding, like me. Dresses well, like me. Lives in Clifton in a posh house, not like me. She said she was thrown into the limelight after her dad died. Took over the family business. Something called public relations. Travels a lot. Meets a load of people. Smiles. Tells them how great Britain is. She's handling it well by all accounts. Got a big party next year to celebrate her new job. And blow me, it sounds like the whole country's invited. I told my mate she's got class. They says it's upper class. Whatever that is. They says, I've got ideas above my station. But I says, Clifton's only two stops up from Montpellier, so it ain't that far above my station, is it? So, Elizabeth and me, we're going on a cruise on the Kingstonian pleasure boat, no less. Now who's got class? We're going to be refined and all that. Up the feeder, then all the way to Mrs. Beezy's tea gardens. Yeah, I know. Drinking tea from cups with saucers. But you got to make an effort with the first date, haven't you? Next time, it'll be the Ostrich Cider House. Our ma would be happy, though. If it works out, I might suggest another boat trip. The Kingstonian does a Saturday night knees up with a jazz band under Temple Meads Railway Bridge, and Liz looked like she might appreciate a bit of culture. Hey, she just spotted me. Now she's smiling and